Boys, this week we have with Parshas Vayishlach, we have a very interesting phenomenon here. That we have Vayivas Yaakov Levado, Vayavek Yishimo Aralos HaShachar. We have a famous pasuk of where Yaakov and the Malach of Esav are fighting. Vayivas Yaakov Levado, Vayavek Yishimo Aralos HaShachar. That they're fighting with each other. And as the Pesukim tell us, that this is a fight between Esav and Yaakov, not only is it a physical fight, and some machlokas we've shown him, if it actually happened, the Rambam's famous shita of that it was really a dream, or did it actually happen? Most we've shown him say that it actually happened. Vayivasi Yaakov Levado, that Yaakov and Esav fought, and it was not only a physical struggle, but it was an ideological struggle. And the end of the psukim, the Torah tells us, now what did the Malach do? He was able to be pogeya, he was able to hit Yaakov in his thigh, in his yerek. And Yaakov went away limping. He defeated the Malach, but he went away limping, went away hurt. So the question is, what is the struggle about? What was the struggle between Esav, the Malach of Esav, and Yaakov? And furthermore, what does it mean that the Malach went and hurt the Yerech of Yaakov, the thigh of Yaakov? So in order to really understand what the Machlokas was between Esav and Yaakov, we really have to go back further, we have to go back in time, back in history a little bit, where Yaakov and Esav first have this discussion about the Bechor, and Esav goes and he gives up his right to the Bechor. Why was Yaakov so interested in this Bechor, and the right of the Bechor? Was it so much that he's going to get a double portion in his Yerusha and his inheritance? Probably not. Yaakov probably didn't care that much about, necessarily, possibly didn't care about his land so much, but he really wanted the Bechor, the rights of the Bechor, for an entirely different reason. Because the rights of the Bechor, in those days, before the Chet HaEgel, what did the Bechor? The Bechor is really going to be the Kahuna. It meant extra Kedusha. The Bechor, right, before it was paid for in Klal Yisrael, that the Levim took from the Bechor the rights, and they redeemed the rights of the Bechor to Sheva Levi. Before that, what happened? The Bechor was really going to be the Sheva Kahuna. They were going to be the ones that were infused with this extra Kedusha. That's why Yaakov wanted the Bechor. It wasn't so much as a physical right, that he wanted the land, but it was more so that he wanted the spiritual aspects of what the Bechor had to offer. The Maharal tells us, if you take the word Bechor, chaser, bet, chaf, resh, Bechor, if you look at it, each word is the second, each letter is the second of its unit. Meaning, Aleph is the unit of is ones. 1 to 10, Aleph is ones. Bet is 1 over the first unit. Chaf is 1 over the second of the units of 10. Right? Yud is 10. Chaf is right afterwards. Then you have Kuf is the first of the hundreds. And then Resh is the one above, the second. So Bechor always means that I'm looking at something over and above what's here physically. Right here we're in the physical world, right? We see what's here, with one, the tens, the hundreds. I'm looking past that. I want the Bechor, I want the Olam Haba. That's what the Maharal says with the word, the letters Bechor symbolize. So Yaakov is already struggling. He wants this Bechor from Esav. He's willing to give him all the physical things in this world in order that he can focus on Olam Haba. And that's exactly what was going on in the battle between Yaakov and Sarah Shal Esav again. The Gemara Chulin tells us, Rashi brings down, that Yaakov was going after the what? When did the Sar of Esav strike? When Yaakov went after the what? The Pachim Ketanim. Right, he went back to get his small jugs, even though he was very wealthy. And over there, Dafka comes to Sausha Esav and fights with him. Why over there? So maybe we can understand as follows, that the whole hashkaf, the whole outlook of Esav, was that he wants Olam Hazeh for Olam Hazeh and nothing more. I am not looking beyond what Olam Hazeh has to offer. and I'm for sure not looking and using Olam Hazeh for a higher purpose. We spoke about this in one of our shmuz. We spoke about Oneg. Right? Oneg, just for Oneg itself, is a nega. The letter's reversed. Is a detriment to the person. Oneg, to be mitchaber, to connect it to something higher, that's true Oneg. Yaakov Avinu believed that everything that he got from Hashem was a present that was used in order, that was given to him in order to be used for a higher purpose. So even Pachim Gadol, even if he was a millionaire, but a dollar, if Hashem gave him the dollar, that he believed that that dollar is supposed to be used for a service of Hashem, and therefore it's important. So if you forgot Pachim Gadol, he went back. Esav couldn't handle such an outlook. Esav stood for whatever is in this world is here to enjoy and nothing more than that. So that's why the Sasha Esav decided to fight Yaakov right now. And that's why Esav was willing to sell the Bechor. Because the Bechor represents what? Something after. Remember, the Bet is after the Aleph. The Chav is after the Yud. And the Resh is after the Kuf. Yaakov's always looking for after. How do I use this world for something greater? Esav doesn't care about that. He cares about the here and now. And that's the struggle. And maybe, that's why, says the Maharal, that the Sarah Sha'esav is able to hit him in the Yerech. What's the Yerech? The Yerech is the most physical aspect of a person's body. It's covered up, and it's never really seen. So it doesn't have, it's not like the punim of a person. The punim of a person, right, we say that his or punim, that Moshe Rabbeinu, you couldn't see his face because his face was imbued with Kedusha. The face is something that's really holy and it's able to look and is able to greet other people. The Yerech is something that's always closed and always covered over. So Esav is able to hit Yaakov only in the place which represented pure physicality. Because that was Esav's koach. He was living in this physical world. And therefore he was able to smite Yaakov in the place, in the limb, which represents pure physicality. It's always covered up. It's never reaching out to others, never looking for Kedusha. It's never looking for something higher. It's always covered up. It's always in this world. So he was able to go after that. But why was he able to even hit that? And this is a message. Why was he even able to hit Yaakov in the Yerech? What was he showing by hitting him dafka there? So he's saying as follows. There's a beautiful Gemara, a very interesting Gemara, which says as follows, a crazy Gemara. It says that every 70 years in Rome, they would make a parade, a party. And in this party, they would have a man that's a limp, holding up a man that's full, that's completely healthy. Okay? And this man who's limping would be holding him on the shoulders, and the man that's being held on the shoulders was decked out in all of the jewels. He was wearing the begotten of Adam Harishon, and he was even wearing and he was holding up the mask, the face of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. So the Maharal, and then said every 70 years they would make this play. And they would say that, look, Jews, you are Yaakov Avinu, you're still limp, and us, Esav, Edom, Rome, we are still on top. We're riding on top of you, and we have all the jewels. Meaning, you didn't gain anything. You're still in Golos, and we have everything. We have the riches. We're whole, and you're still limping, and you're being held, and you're holding, and we're riding on you. This would happen every 70 years. 70 years. So what's the pshat in this Gemara? What does it mean? They actually had this? Maybe they had this? But also, it could mean something very symbolic. Is that as long as we're in Golos, what Esav is telling us is, I hit you, Yaakov, I hit you on your Yerech. You're still lame. Why? It says as follows. Because when Esav hit Yaakov on the Yerech, he was telling him that I'm going to be pogeya, I'm going to be able to overcome you in this physical world. And until you, B'nai Yisrael, Yaakov, until you're able to transform all of physicality into spirituality, I'm still going to reign over you. And that's why we're still in Golos. And the message of the Yerech, of Malach of Esav hitting Yaakov on the Yerech is saying as follows. Yaakov, we have, and Yaakov succeeded in that, but we're in Golos because we haven't yet gotten that message, we haven't learned our from our mistakes, is that we have to use all of our physicality, all of the presence that we have, anything that we have in this world has to be done for the service of Hashem. And until we learn that lesson, we're still going to have to hold Esav. Esav is still going to be riding on us. We're still going to be limp because we haven't yet been metaken. We haven't fixed that idea of where we take every single thing that we have that's physical and use it for the service of Hashem. I'd like to point out that the idea for Sunday in our chesed trip, which was given by our Yoni Klausner over here, is that gufa is that idea. And he's absolutely correct, is that we have to use all of the things in this world and use it for good, for the service of Hashem. Not only do we have to use our heads and our minds for learning Torah, but we also have to figure out ways that to use our minds and our hands and our bodies for the service of Hashem, even if it's in chesed and everything else. And that's the idea. That's what Klal Yisrael is all about. And that's what we have to learn from Yaakov Avinu. Going after the Pachim Katan and realizing that all of our potential is only as good as if we use it for the service of Hashem. And that's what Esav tries to prevent us from doing. Because they know. Even in that story, in that Gemara, at the end of the party, Esav says, right now, Edom said, right now we're partying, right now we have this parade, but we know at the end of the day that Yaakov's going to come out on top. But Yaakov is only going to come out on top if we realize that our potential only lies in our use of it for our spiritual needs. Have a good Shabbos.